Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Drive Time with Philip Boucher-Hayes on RTE Radio 1.
Over the past few weeks, people have been getting hot under the collar about the definition of one little word. Staycation. Does it mean enjoying local parks and museums but returning to your own bed at night? Or does it mean holidaying anywhere in the country while staying in a hotel or a B&B but not leaving the island, basically? I have very, very strong opinions on this subject, but I'm apparently not allowed to share any of them. Liam Geraghty, though, tries to unravel this linguistic thread.
Now, first, how is your staycation going?
We're all being advised to holiday at home this summer.
KCO9's Alex Biston shows us how people are spending their staycations.
When you've got views like this, who needs to travel abroad for a holiday?
So can the staycation, that much maligned term, save our tourism industry?
While everyone has been busy planning their staycations, there's been another cohort of people arguing about what the word actually means. For example, this tweet from comedian Darrow O'Brien.
Hello, hello, good to have you here.
Where he says, "So help me God, a staycation is not a holiday in the same country you live in. That's been happening forever. It didn't need a name. A staycation is a holiday where you stay at your own home and do holiday things from there."
That's grand.
But there are just as many people with the opposite view.
So my name is Roisin. I'm 30 years old and I'm a junior doctor in Ireland. To me, if you stay in your own home and you do tourist activities, like I did the storehouse tour with a group of people from work 2 weeks ago, I think. And to me, that's just the weekend. So unless we're now going to call the weekend a staycation, because I do something every weekend I'm off because I work a lot of weekends. So therefore, when I get a chance to do activities, be it going to a park or doing a hike or a new restaurant or a museum, I always take it. But I don't consider that a staycation because it's just something to do to treat yourself at the weekend. But it's not a holiday or a staycation to me. Now, I have since Googled it and I think I'm wrong because I think the definition means that it is actually staying within your local vicinity and doing activities, but going home to your own home at the end of the night. So I'd like to challenge the dictionary on that one.
Okay, well, let's bring in the dictionary.
All right. My name is Emily Brewster. I am a senior editor at Merriam-Webster. Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines a staycation as a vacation spent at home or nearby.
I sense the word nearby is going to be troublesome.
The definition is intentionally written to be somewhat broad because the word is applied broadly. The definition reflects usage, and for some people, a staycation might involve driving, you know, an hour away and staying in a local inn or bed and breakfast, or it might involve just staying at home and not doing any of one's normal work.
We might have better luck if we can track down where the word actually came from.
I think most people first encountered the word around 2008, 2009, 2010. So really just in the past decade or so, most people who know the word know it to be that recent.
It seemed to start popping up in articles around the time of the global financial crisis, which makes sense. But recently, the word was discovered in a newspaper from 1944.
With all transport needed for the war effort, it behoves us all to seek our holiday relaxations at home. There's something for everyone. It's not necessary to go far for such things as bathing, picnicking, or the more energetic pastimes such as cycling and hiking.
It appeared in an Ohio newspaper. It was used in this just a small town newspaper, a city newspaper, as a way to encourage people to save gas and to be part of the war effort by taking a staycation instead of a vacation. So don't go too far. Stay at home, enjoy what's around you. You know, don't tax the resources of the nation in this time of crisis.
And what a grand opportunity to do those odd jobs at home. But if you must have the seaside with its breezes, well,
I think that the broadness of the word's application has been with the word for as long as the word has been around. I think it's been open to interpretation for its entire existence, to a degree.
Fergus O'Dwyer is a lecturer in Merino College. He just finished a PhD in linguistics. Fergus says that language is constantly evolving. It's not a static entity. Definitions of words change according to how they're used.
If you look, for example, 1500 years ago in Old English, we had the words meat and flesh. And meat was just used for food in general, and flesh was used for meat. But then the words changed, and now meat just meant meat and flesh meant for the people. And then there was a word that needed to be filled the gap for food in general, which came from the word fodder, food. I wouldn't call it as a mistake. It's just people using the word for whatever they want to use it, you know?
And look, I know there are people listening now who will not budge on their belief that a staycation means you stay at home in your immediate local area and return to your own bed at night. But as Roisin says, look at the bigger picture.
Really, we shouldn't be travelling abroad unless it's a really, really, you know, important trip. But they're few and far between. So you have to look around in Ireland at all the people who lost their income, lost their payment, lost their jobs, lost their tips. There's an entire industry, the restaurant industry, the hospitality industry, literally on their knees begging for customers. I honestly think that a certain amount of responsibility falls on the likes of me or any member of society who has maintained their income during COVID-19. I'm in a privileged position. My income didn't go down. It was steady all throughout. And in fact, I wasn't spending any money. So that's why I think it's important that I go and spend my money in Ireland, because the economy is going to be on its knees. And it just re-emphasizes the importance of a staycation, regardless of the definition, no matter what you call it, holidaying in Ireland this summer. But a staycation is what I will call it.
And if you think that's going to settle the matter, you're sadly mistaken. Liam Garrity reporting.